Hallo, hier ist Gregor vom Plauschangriff mit einem hörenswerten Hinweis für euch. Ghost of Yotei erscheint am 2. Oktober 2025 exklusiv für PS5. Im Action-Adventure begleitet ihr Atsu auf eine spektakuläre emotionale Reise durch eine neue, offene Welt am nördlichen Rand Japans im 17. Jahrhundert, rund um den majestätischen Berg Yotei in Ezo, dem heutigen Hokkaido. Fans von Ghost of Tsushima kommen voll auf ihre Kosten bzw. bekommen sogar noch mehr. Ihr könnt die Open World komplett nach eurem Vorlieben erkunden. Von verschneiten Berghängen über Grasland bis hin zu Feldern voller Wildblumen. Und das Beste, auch das Kampfsystem wurde noch einmal weiterentwickelt. Ihr kämpft flüssig, könnt Waffen wie Doppelkatana, Sodachi, Kusarigama, Yari oder Schusswaffen im Kampf wechseln und trainiert mit verschiedenen Sensei, um sie zu meistern. Um das Spiel in Gänze genießen zu können, braucht ihr aber keinerlei Vorwissen. Ghost of Yotei ist keine Fortsetzung von Ghost of Tsushima, sondern ein eigenständiges Abenteuer mit eigener Geschichte, Charakteren und einer völlig neuen Welt. Von Grund auf für die PS5 entwickelt, nutzt das Spiel alle Features. Haptisches Feedback, adaptive Trigger, 3D-Audio, ultraschnelles Laden dank SSD und atemberaubende Grafik. Optimiert sogar noch für die PS5 Pro. Also, Ghost of Yotei ab dem 2. Oktober 2025 exklusiv für PS5. Alle Infos in den Shownotes.
Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Reminiscences of a Stock Operator for you. To start, many people may not be familiar with the term stock operator. Simply put, it refers to large and medium holders who trade stocks for a living. They are the main traders in the stock market and usually have a lot of capital, so much so that they sometimes even influence market trends. Many people know George Soros as a financial mogul perhaps because he shorted Southeast Asian currencies in 1997. At that time, Soros led several big arbitrage funds in selling off currencies of several Southeast Asian countries. This caused their exchange rates to plummet and wiped out more than 10 years' worth of economic gains. However, Soros lined his own pockets during this short campaign with his Quantum Fund earning billions of dollars in profit. Furthermore, Quantum Fund has been growing at a compound annual growth rate of more than 35% since 1969. So, what was the secret of these speculators' success? We believe today's book can give you an answer. Reminiscences of a Stock Operator started as a series of stories published on the Saturday Evening Post by American financial journalist Edwin Lefebvre. The novel is based on the story of Jesse Livermore, known as the King of Speculators. After their publication, these stories became so popular that they influenced generations of investors and are still referred to as a must-read about Wall Street. Jesse Livermore was a Wall Street legend of the early 20th century. He was first exposed to stocks at the age of 14 when he raised $5 to enter the market. At 21, Livermore made $10,000. At 29, he was worth $1 million. By 52, he was worth $100 million, becoming the wealthiest retail investor on Wall Street. At the peak of his career, he made $100 million on a single deal, at a time when the entire United States was generating only $4 billion a year in revenue. He never left the stock market, and his trading career spanned 48 years. During that time, he experienced four major market upheavals, and it's fair to say that he made every mistake there was to make as a speculator. His revolutionary strategy and trading techniques are still in effect today and are studied by millions of traders. Subsequent generations of stock gurus, including Graham, Buffett, Soros, Peter Lynch, have all been deeply influenced by his principles. The book documents Livermore's life story in the form of a novel. It is told in the first person by Livingston, who describes how he transformed from a layman to a celebrated speculator. Throughout this transition, we can see that Livingston made many mistakes during his investing career. However, these mistakes also embody all the essential investment philosophies and lessons Livermore learned the hard way. They cost him millions, if not tens of millions of dollars. Although the stock market now is completely different than it was 100 years ago, the core investment philosophy remains the same. We can break down these philosophies into four parts. Part 1, investment is not a gamble. Part 2, choose the right timing. Part 3, be patient. Part 4, independent judgment. Something we need to clarify up front is that investment is not a means of gambling, but rather a systematic trading system. We need to adopt a professional attitude toward investment. If we only think of the market in terms of a few days or a few individual stocks, and believe we can make a quick buck, this means that we have a gambling mentality. You have to understand that stock investment is a tough business. It is necessary to invest a lot of energy into reading all kinds of reports and try to understand the market. You may wonder what could happen if we have a gambling mentality. In fact, Livingston, the narrator of this book, once gambled and went bankrupt as a result. In the United States 100 years ago, bucket shops were often found near stock exchanges. These establishments functioned like gambling houses in which customers were encouraged to take on substantial leverage in order to speculate on future stock prices. Investors whose losses were greater than the margins they put in risked losing their shirt to the bucket shops. One of Livingston's earliest jobs was working as a quotation board boy who notes down stock prices in a bucket shop. Through this stint, he became interested in stock price changes. In his spare time, he compiled his own trading records of stocks and made predictions accordingly. He would then check his predictions against actual prices. It turned out that Livingston had a gift for predicting stock movements. He was able to predict whether stock prices would go up or down very accurately. With this gift, he began to trade in various bucket shops and won his first bucket of gold. He was even banned from many bucket shops, and people gave him a nickname, Boy Plunger. The bucket shops soon stopped doing business with him. Before long, Livingston decided to go to New York to find opportunities. In New York, he went to a Wall Street brokerage firm and began a career in speculation. He hit a snag. Traders in bucket shops were betting on the rise and fall of stocks based on the real-time stock prices with no time lag. However, when a brokerage firm was engaged in actual trading, there was a lag due to the delay of orders reaching the trading center. Even though Livingston was a genius at predicting short-term movements in the market, the time between placing an order and executing it was so long that prices were simply impossible to predict with accuracy. Unsurprisingly, he ended up losing money. By now, you have probably understood that even if you are a genius, you can't win just by gambling. Profiting from the market is only possible when we turn a gambling mentality into an investing one, learning to understand the systemic change in the financial market. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.